Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Arizona Cardinals, 3-13, last in the NFC West. The Cardinals made one of the more unconventional moves in recent football history, drafting QB Kyler Murray number one overall just 1 year after taking Josh Rosen 10th. The move was obviously made to find a quarterback that fit new coach Cliff Kingsbury's air raid offense, but many question whether Kingsbury and Murray can make that offense thrive in the NFL.
Just like any other offense, it's an offense. You know, we work at it, we practice it, and it's our job to execute it. If we don't, then it won't be successful, but if we do, you know, I feel like, you know, it works at the college level. I don't see why it couldn't work at the pro level, so it's our job to make people believe in that.
Is this the last season we'll see the legend Larry Fitzgerald don the big red uniform?
And joining us to do that is Justin Pugh, one of Syracuse's finest. Tiki and Tierney training camp two-a-days of the Arizona Cardinals. 5 years with the New York Giants, going into his second year with the Arizona Cardinals. Justin, how you doing? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on. I feel like it was just yesterday. I guess it was last year when I came back on the show. So
yeah,
appreciate you guys having me on.
No, glad to have you on. And first of all, how is your health? I know you're banged up a little bit. You're banged up a little bit last year. How is health treating you well right now in training camp?
You know, I got a little banged up in practice, and I think it's more of a precautionary thing. And training camp, you don't need to go out there and be a hero. You got to get ready for the game in September. But obviously, as an offensive lineman, I want to get out there and get some live reps against some other defensive linemen other than our own. There's some things we can't do, you know, against our own guys, like cutting and doing things downfield that you want to get out in a preseason game and get accomplished.
Yeah, no, especially with the brand, exciting brand, I would suspect, of offense that is coming with Kyler Murray. Tell us about Kyler. We obviously know his history, baseball player who decided to play football, and then he was going to play baseball, but then he said, no, I want to play football, gets drafted number one overall. His story is pretty amazing. What kind of guy is Kyler Murray to you all?
Kyler's a great guy. He's actually standing in front of me right now.
Nice.
He's come in. He's been a leader. He does great things on the field. The things that he can do with the football are special. You know, I don't want to put any comparisons or put anything out there because that's unfair to him, unfair to you know, try to put that kind of pressure on him. But he's done everything we asked of him. He's been great in the huddle. He's got a great demeanor about him. So I'm excited to go out there and prove to the world, you know, that this offense can work and that we can do some really good things in the NFL with Coach Cliff and Kyler.
Yeah, you know, you talk about this offense can work, and it's something that I think has been speculated for so many years in the National Football League. Can we get a running quarterback? Can we get a guy who's non-traditional, for lack of a better description, of Kyler Murray? Has it been difficult for you all to learn how to, I guess, block is the wrong word to use, but you know what I mean, work around what he does well?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at it, non-traditional has kind of been thrown by the wayside in our game. There's a lot of guys that are non-traditional that have been successful and have had success. I came, you know, obviously 5 years in New York, I was blocking for Eli. Kyler probably is the exact opposite of Eli Manning when it comes into, like, physical stature or the way that they play the game. But in a lot of senses, they do a lot of things, you know, really well. They go out there and they command the huddle. They have a lot of those off-the-field demeanors that make a quarterback successful. And I'm excited about it. I mean, obviously, we've had some of the college things creep into the NFL. I don't see any reason why it can't be successful. And I just think a lot of times people get caught up in their ways and they're scared to transition or try something out new. And we're going to find out real quick whether this is going to work or not, and I'm excited for that.
We're talking to Justin Pugh, Arizona Cardinal offensive lineman, to join us in our Tiki and Tierney training camp two-a-days. Justin, you know, last year we chatted with you about your offensive line, and we'll start there, obviously, because it's organic to you. And it was five guys who were basically coming from five different places, and we knew it would be a little bit of a struggle. Josh Rosen and Sam Bradford, unfortunately, struggled because of that last year. Where are you all at as a unit right now? Because, you know, we can talk about the specialty guys and the quarterback and everything else. If your core is not tight, then things are going to struggle. Where are you all right now as a unit?
Yeah, I mean, I think really a lot of times people, there's a misconception. If things go bad, you know, obviously it's, the offensive line is to blame if there's not enough time. But sometimes a lot of that goes into, there's 11 guys on the field. 11 guys have to go out there and make sure they're doing their job. So a lot of times the offensive line gets blamed for things that I don't think is necessarily our fault.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times it's definitely a tough situation to be in. We got to stay healthy, and that's the most important thing that we have to do.
Yeah, that's what happens when you do an interview in a locker room, too. By the way, you guys get messing with you. I know how that works. Justin Pugh, you know, Justin, who's going to be the most important skill position player on offense for Kyler Murray this season? David Johnson's healthy. Obviously, Larry's, even though he's up there in age, he's still a viable player. Like, who's most important for Kyler Murray, especially in the early stages of this season?
I really think it'll be our starting center, for them to be able to communicate, picking up pressure, seeing how defensive rotates and gets into things. And then obviously David Johnson's going to be a huge safety valve for, you know, him to get the ball in his hands. Everyone forgets David Johnson's one of the best running backs in the NFL, and I think he's going to go out there this year and prove that. So those are probably the two guys that are going to be huge for Kyler, and then obviously his development with Cliff, and Cliff working and being a great quarterback coach and getting him right.
Yeah, you know, that's why he was brought there, Cliff Kingsbury. We know what his record was and his history from college, but he's one of those minds, these young offensive-focused head coaches who are going to try to revolutionize and change things. How's he been as your new head coach?
He's been great. I mean, he's all business. Every time you're talking to him, you know, he'll ask you the typical coach things, like, hey, how you doing? How's life? How's the wife? How's the kids? But then obviously he comes back to football, and he makes sure that we're locked in, we're focused. Obviously we were, you know, the worst team in the NFL last year, so we got a lot to prove. We don't have time to mess around or enjoy some of the things, maybe a team that won a lot of games last year. We have to get out here and we have to change a lot of minds, and obviously that's our goal right now, and to start that foundation here in training camp.
Yeah, now obviously you were with Tom Coughlin in New York as well, so you understand that end of the spectrum. Where does Cliff's fit, right? Is he player friendly? Is he a disciplinarian? Where's his MO as a coach?
I think he's definitely a player friendly coach, but he has that side to him. He says to us, like, look, we're all professionals here. We're grown men. We have to handle our business. If you don't, obviously, we have a fine system in place where if you don't show up or you're not doing what you're supposed to do, we have ways of taking care of that. And really, I mean, you can attest to this as well. Most of the time, the only way to get through to guys in the NFL is to come after that wallet. So we obviously have that still in effect, but he's a younger guy, and, you know, obviously he relates to a lot of guys. Him and Larry Fitz were probably in the league around the same time. So it's a fun dynamic to be a part of because, you know, the past coaches I've had have been, you know, much older than us.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Justin Pugh, Tiki and Tierney training camp 2-a-days as we look at the Arizona Cardinals. Terrell Suggs is now a member of your squad. I mean, he's a maniac. He's been around for a long time. What presence has he brought to the other side of the football?
Oh, he's great. I mean, he just brings I think the guys we brought in have had a knack for winning. You know, look at the defensive side of the ball. We bring in Jordan Hicks, the linebacker, Super Bowl champion. Terrell Suggs, Super Bowl champion on the offensive side of the ball. Marcus Gilbert, Pittsburgh Steelers, right tackle. They won, you know, AFC championships. They've been to games. J.R. Sweezy, right guard, has won a Super Bowl. So the guys that we brought in this year really have brought a great deal of leadership and experience, which has been huge for us. It's definitely going to help us out throughout the season.
Yeah, and especially when you look at your division, because there's so many explosive offenses on that side of the ball. Do you feel pressure to keep up, you know, as an offense? Because everybody seems to want to go fast now. They want to play. They want to score points. I mean, heck, the Rams and the Chiefs, they all, you know, they're up in 30-plus points a game. Is that pressure on you guys to not play the traditional way, which is slow, ball control, and obviously with Kyler Murray in this new offense, that's likely where you're going anyways. But do you feel pressure to do that?
I don't think there's a pressure when it comes to that. We have to go out there and we have to play our game. Whether that results in us having to run the ball 30, 40 times a game to get a win, or us to air it out and go win a game, I don't care how we do it at this point in my career. I'm just trying to go out there and win.
Yeah.
And I think whatever works and whatever's effective, obviously some of those air raids and up-tempo have been successful. We've seen that with the Chiefs. We've seen that with the LA Rams. So as an offense, we have to do our job. You know, it's definitely about limiting the three and outs, putting our defense right back on the field. So there definitely is a pressure, but I don't think when you step on those lines in between and you get out there and go that you really feel that pressure. You just want to go and execute and do your job.
Yeah. Now, talking to Justin Pugh here, previewing the Arizona Cardinals on Tiki and Tierney's training camp two-a-days. I got to ask you about your former quarterback, Josh Rosen, who's now down in Miami. Hopefully he gets a good shot there. It feels like he was treated a little bit unfairly. I understand it because it's a change of regimen. But just from a brief scouting report on Josh Rosen, is he still the deal that we thought he was when he was drafted in the first round last year?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just think it came down to, and I talked to Josh about this, you know, as once the trade happened, it was like, I almost think it becomes a better fit for Josh to go and be able to move offenses and kind of get that restart to his career. He came in here under the expectations that he'd be running the same offense that Peyton Manning and Phillip Rivers ran, and then obviously things change and concepts change, and I think for his career, I think it was better for him to get that fresh start in Miami and what they're looking for. I know he's in a quarterback battle down there, but Josh is a great leader. He's a fiery competitor. I think he got kind of rubbed the wrong way by some people throughout the draft process in his rookie year, but I'm excited for Josh. I think he's going to do some great things. It's not the last we're going to hear about him. I think it's just the first chapter of his story.
Yeah, last one before we let you go here, Justin. People outside of the Arizona Cardinals organization probably don't have high expectations. Internally, what is your discussion? As you mentioned with T. Suggs and some of these other vets that you brought in, there's a pedigree of winning, and I think that's on purpose. What's the internal expectation like right now for you guys?
And I don't think people realize this, too. The NFL is such a close win or lose battle every Sunday. If you look back to last year, we easily could have won 6 games, 7 games. So when I was with the New York Giants, we went to the playoffs one year. We got better in the offseason and ended up being the worst team in the NFL. So I don't care who you are. Obviously, you know, you have your outliers. The Patriots every year are always going to be contenders. But the NFL is very cyclical. Things come and go and injuries happen. There's so many things that go into an NFL season. I've seen good teams not be successful, and I've seen teams that I thought weren't going to be that great go to the playoffs. So I know we have what it takes to go, and we just got to go out there and prove it, and we got to go out there and execute. And if we do that, sky's the limit for this team.
Yeah, and you know in the NFL, you've witnessed it. I have as well. You're never that far away. Feels like to other people you are, but you really are never that far away. Good luck to you, Justin. Get healthy. Stay healthy, most importantly. Exactly. And hopefully we see some good things down the line from you all. Appreciate you.
Wow. I appreciate you having me on. Hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Most certainly. Justin Pugh, great guy. Awesome guy. Syracuse grad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.